Good afternoon. It's now a four-degree spring day here in Oakville. I'm Brad Northcote with your afternoon headlines. David Rockefeller, the last surviving grandson of Standard Oil founder John D. Rockefeller, is dead. The U.S. banker, philanthropist, and confidant of world leaders as diverse as Deng Xiaoping, Nelson Mandela, and Henry Kissinger died of congestive heart failure at his home in Pocantico Hills, New York, according to family spokesman Fraser P. Seidel. He was 101. In Canadian news, police are looking for a St. Catharines man wanted for the first-degree murder of his 7-year-old stepson. Niagara Police announced Sunday they would seek a Canada-wide warrant for the arrest of Justin Kyer. The boy's mother, Whitney Dumas, found her son, Nathan, gravely injured at around 10:15 a.m. Saturday. The crime has been connected to a stabbing at an RBC on Martindale Road on Thursday. He has not been criminally charged, but embattled Senator Don Meredith continues to face calls to resign over allegations by the Senate Ethics Watchdog that Meredith had a sexual relationship with a teenager. Some of those calling for his resignation are other senators, who have said they're looking into a part of Section 18 of the Constitution which may allow them to vote Meredith out of office. Mistakes are part of learning, but for students heading out of the classrooms and into the workforce, they can be costly. A Master's of Social Work student in Ontario who pleaded guilty to accessing personal health information of 5 people without authorization will pay an unprecedented $25,000 penalty. Ontario's Information and Privacy Commissioner Brian Beamish says the unnamed student was on an educational placement with a family health team in Central Huron. As part of a plea deal, she acknowledged accessing the personal information of 139 individuals, including her family and friends. In a statement reported by the Canadian press, Beamish said, quote, "This kind of behavior, whether it's snooping out of curiosity or for personal gain, is completely unacceptable and has serious consequences." In entertainment news, Drake has released More Life, a 22-track project which serves as more of a custom playlist than a traditional album. Another Toronto-based indie artist, Feist, has shared the title track from her own anticipated new album. The album, titled Pleasure, will be released in April. In sports, the NFL says New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's 2 missing Super Bowl jerseys were found in Mexico. An FBI-led investigation found them in the possession of an unidentified credentialed member of the international media. Nominations are open until April 10th for Oakville's 16th Annual Community Spirit Awards. This year's awards will be designed by local illustrator, designer, and portrait artist Emily Soden. Tune in for more updates at 3 o'clock.